Today we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 11, Calculation of Time from the Atom, text number 17. Shinam Purport, by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta, Swami Prabhupada. Translation, O spiritually powerful one, you can understand the movements of eternal time, which is the controlling form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because you are a self-realized person, you can see everything by the power of mystic vision. Translation responsively. O spiritually powerful one.
O spiritually powerful one.
You can understand the movements of eternal time.
You can understand the movements of eternal time.
Which is the controlling form.
Which is the controlling form.
Of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Because you are a self-realized person.
Because you are a self-realized person.
You can see everything.
You can see everything.
By the power of mystic vision.
Therefore,
those who have reached the highest perfectional stage of mystic power and can see everything in the past, present, and future are called Trikalagyas. Similarly, the devotees of the Lord can see everything clearly that is in the revealed scriptures. The devotees of Lord Sri Krishna can very easily understand the science of Krishna, as well as the situation of the material and spiritual creations without difficulty. Devotees do not have to endeavour for any yoga siddhi or perfection in mystic powers. They are competent to understand everything by the grace of the Lord, who is sitting in everyone's heart. Om Gyanti Miyam Vasya Gyantiya Shalakaya Chakshun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Jadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutam Padakamlam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Scha Shri Rupam Sagujatam Sagnar Vagnatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sarvetam Sabadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Shri Lalita Shri Sakam Tam Scha He Krishna Kuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagapate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namositaye Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishvanu Sute Devi Pranami Hari Priya Panchakalpa Drubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhye Vita Patisanam Pabhyo Vaishnavyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna, Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhar, Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. So, Hare Krishna. Would anyone like to recall something from today's verse without looking at the board or their devices? It's a bit, it's already up on the board, but so this is the way we need to study Srimad Bhagavatam, by repeating over and over the different texts. So what is the first word of the verse? First word. Oh, in that translation. Oh, second word. I guess everyone's kind of bit difficult to with them already up on the board, but generally when we're sitting in class, maybe we need to come with the proper mood of hearing, and we can understand. The more we hear something, then better we can understand the text. That's how we learn the different verses. It's like if this verse was one of the more significant verses in Bhagavatam that, you know, is included in the key memory verses or something, we'd have to, you know, go over it again in the Sanskrit and translation. O spiritually powerful one, you can understand the movements of eternal time, which is the controlling form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because you are a self-realized person, you can see everything by the power of mystic vision. So, studying Prabhupada's books, he says this Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Nectar of Devotion and Chaitanya Charitamrita, they're sufficient to become God-realized. Not that we become God, but we realize our relationship to God and realize his relation to this material world as well, and our relation to the material world. So that won't happen by a casual reading of Prabhupada's books. So everything that we do in Krishna's service, whether it be reading or chanting, should be done very attentively and with a loving feeling. So we chant, of course, always stressing on chanting attentively and with a mood of love toward Krishna. And in the same way when we're studying, that we're very attentive to what we're studying and with a loving feeling toward, you know, Prabhupada and Krishna. Same in our service, and also same when we're associating with devotees and non-devotees, that we're very attentive to how we're associating and in a nice mood. So in that way, there's no disconnection in our consciousness. Not that we chant attentively and chant with feeling, but then we drive Krishna's car very whimsically, or we disregard devotees during the day. So that means there's a disconnect between our activities. So we need to develop this unity in our consciousness that we're always the servant of Krishna. And whatever we're doing has to be done in the proper mood. So the proper mood when we're studying, firstly, we need to have faith. As I said, that these books are sufficient to become God-realized. That was Prabhupada's statement. And so we need to develop faith in that by a careful study of these books, then we can awaken ourselves to God consciousness. And also submission to the message of the Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita and all of other Prabhupada's books. Submission that this is superior knowledge, that we don't have complete knowledge ourselves. And that we can learn a lot from these books, so that submission needs to be there. And also a mood of inquiry. That, we have the mood of a student, that we want to learn. And also the service attitude. That we're studying these books as a service to Srila Prabhupada and to Krishna. And ultimately that service, by carefully studying Srila Prabhupada's books, the service that we render is to teach that knowledge to others. And so if we develop this proper mood of studying Prabhupada's books, then it's very easily understood, as it said here in the purport, that the devotees of Lord Sri Krishna can very easily understand the science of Krishna. So just a casual reading of Prabhupada's books won't develop that understanding of the science of Krishna. These qualities need to be there first: faith, submission, inquiry, service, and so on. So Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Adyashite cha yam imam dharmam samvaram avayo jnana yagnena tenaham ishtasyam iti memati. He declares that he who studies his sacred conversation of ours worships me by his intelligence. So studying is also worshipping Krishna. It is bhakti. So, but studying his books is not like the dry study of material knowledge, where we just, you know, learning something, and even if you apply that material knowledge, there's no taste to it. It doesn't generate any real satisfaction in the soul. So, studying Prabhupada's books is actually a great opportunity to experience that higher spiritual experience. So by learning shlokas and the different lessons that we get from the pastimes in Bhagavatam, and by the taste of the pastime themselves, then all this is helping us to have that complete understanding of the science of spiritual science. So it strengthens our conviction, and by practicing what we learn, then our devotional service improves in quality. So then when our devotional service increases in quality, then we can again understand the science of Krishna better. And then our service, we engage in our service more enthusiastically. So therefore, that's giving us, when we do service enthusiastically, then we're getting that higher spiritual taste. So therefore, that's available to us by proper study of Prabhupada's books. It's not on the material platform, or we should study in such a way that we're not on the material platform, but on the transcendental platform. So this verse is mentioning about Trikalagya, Prabhupada mentions in the purport. Knowing can see everything in the past, present and future. So it sounds very mystical. Knowing everything in the past, knowing everything in the present, knowing everything in the future. But Prahlad Maharaj says in Bhagavatam, Punapunash Chavita Chavananam. So in the material world, everyone is just chewing that which has already been chewed. So there's no taste in something that has already been chewed. It's a very... there's the motion of chewing, but there's no flavour and there's no enjoyment. But just out of ignorance, then we go through this chewing motion. So therefore... the devotee knows that in the material world there's only four things that everyone's doing. It's to eating and sleeping and mating and defending. So in the Gita we find that the Bhagavad Gita itself has been in human society for 2 million years, since the time of Maharaj Ikshvaku. So then what was life like on Earth 2 million years ago? We can say with all certainty that 2 million years ago people were eating and sleeping and mating and defending. And so 2 million years from now, also people will be eating and sleeping and mating and defending. Just in, as time, you know, in the different ages, people do these things in different ways. So there's 8.4 million species of life, and so that's what we're limited to, what we can eat. Our choices for eating are limited to those 8.4 million species. In the end of Kali Yuga, then people will eat each other. And in Satya Yuga, the first age, then people, I guess, would eat more sattvic things, rice and dal, fruits. So you just have a choice of these species of life. to eat. And then sleeping is always the same, basically. You don't really, you're not conscious when you're asleep. So, you know, whether you're sleeping on a big bed or sleeping on the floor, it doesn't, you know, the king in the palace doesn't know that he's a king in the palace when he's asleep. And similarly, the poor person lying on the street doesn't know that they're a poor person when they're asleep. And similarly, mating and defending, pretty much the same throughout history. So the modern idea is that by improving these four animal tendencies, then that will make us happy. For example, I know there's some advertisement on the trams that you can do order online your meals, your dinner. You know, if you feel like pizza, you can go online and order some pizza. And if you want any other kind of meal, just go to this website. Somehow they deliver the meal to you. So this is taken as advancement of civilization. So much more convenient that you don't even have to go and cook anything. First it was just takeaway, you didn't have to cook for yourself, someone cooked for you. Now they will not only cook for you, they'll bring it to you. But this is just eating. This is not, it's taken as advancement, but it's not, advancement means advancement in spiritual knowledge. Actually, material knowledge, advancement of material knowledge is actually degradation of the human spirit. That we're just, by increasing these propensities of the animals, then we become more like animals, and then in the next life, that's where people will end up. And to attain all these, so-called advancements, then it just means people have to work harder. And you work hard to live in a bigger house, more decorated house. But having those things doesn't actually make people happy. People don't know what is the actual standard of happiness. So someone who is not very wealthy, but they a devotee who has very nice prasadam, then they're actually wealthier than the billionaire who doesn't have very good food. They can't enjoy their food because they're in so much anxiety. They have millions of dollars, but they're always worried about their investments and their security and so on. They're afraid that they're going to lose a few million. Anxiety, how they can increase it because they're greedy. So with all these, anxieties, they can't enjoy that money. They can't enjoy their eating. But someone who lives more simply and, offer their food to Krishna and is Krishna conscious, then they're much better off. So they're much happier. So the other way that the devotee knows everything is by knowing its connection to Krishna. Because without knowing the connection to Krishna, then it's not knowledge, it's just ignorance. Any material knowledge without knowing its connection to Krishna doesn't elevate one, which the effect of knowledge is actually to elevate our consciousness. Real knowledge elevates our consciousness. But our material knowledge just increases our bodily identification. Just like a devotee can be a scientist because they understand that everything, in biology and chemistry, this is all just the energy of Krishna, the energy of God. So in different, so many varieties of manifestations, earth, water, fire, air, ether, in so many different combinations in the material world. And there's the material laws that are given, acting, material laws are acting by the direction of Krishna. So the devotee is the real scientist. And so-called scientists, they take Krishna out of the picture. So Bhagavad Gita also explains the relationship between eternal time and the three modes of material nature. So under eternal time, the three modes are acting. So eternal time is above the modes and causing the three modes to act and bringing us our karma. And material nature is, as we know, consisted of three different qualities: goodness, passion and ignorance. So material nature at every moment is manifesting itself in a particular way according to our desires. So Prabhupada also explains this, that at every moment we're getting a new body. We're dying at every moment and we're getting a new body at every moment. The example is like a movie, that it's so many sequential scenes all grouped together, and they're actually individual scenes, like frames. And then you put them all together and run them through very fast so it looks like it's in motion. But actually each scene is distinct and it's not moving. So in the same way, the material nature appears to be in motion at every moment, but it's a new scene every moment. It's being manifested according to our desires. So we can, by understanding the three modes of material nature, goodness, passion and ignorance, then we can understand the future. This is explained in Bhagavad Gita. Just like in goodness, the result of the mode of goodness is knowledge. So if someone's cultivating the mode of knowledge, then we can understand what will be the result of that. That they will attain knowledge in the mode of goodness. You can attain, you know, knowledge of the soul as separate from the body. You won't attain knowledge of your relationship with Krishna, that's transcendental knowledge, but at least you can understand that you're different from the body in the mode of goodness. And the result of the mode of passion is misery. And the result of the mode of ignorance is foolishness. So by seeing, you know, the different modes that people are cultivating, and also within ourselves, because we're choosing actions at every moment, so all the time we need to be careful or train ourselves to act at least in the mode of goodness, and then train ourselves to act in the transcendental mode of serving Krishna. And then Krishna also explains the destination of those in the modes of goodness, passion and ignorance. Those in the mode of goodness go upward to the higher planets. Those in the mode of passion, those who die in the mode of passion, remain on this earthly planet. And those in the mode of ignorance go down to the lower species of life, the animal kingdom or plant species. So we take this life as all in all. We take it as a permanent situation. People are renovating their homes as if it's a permanent situation. They can stay there forever. As Prabhupada says, we're going to get kicked out. Everyone gets kicked out of their body by force. And they'll have to leave their nice homes behind. But just due to illusion, people are considering that this life is all in all. You know, their relatives, their home, everything's permanent. They think like that. But it's very obvious that it's not a permanent situation, it's a temporary situation. And after this life, we have another destination, because the soul is eternal. But no one's interested to know about that. And when we leave the body, then we go up or down. And so the material world is like a Ferris wheel we have in Melbourne now. Melbourne Eye, big Ferris wheel. So like that, the soul goes up to the higher planets of Lord Brahma, Tapaloka, Janaloka, etc. and down to the hellish planets and middle planets, through all the different species of life, around and around and around, over so many lifetimes. And I was talking with one devotee once, how is it possible that we can't even remember our past lives at all? We've had millions of lifetimes in the material world, but we can't remember anything about it. But then we were thinking, like, it's actually not so surprising, because that forgetfulness is so strong that we can't even remember when we were, you know, 5 years old or 10 years old. That past life of ours is pretty much completely forgotten. We have a few memories of, oh yeah, I played this sport and I had these friends, and but by and large, all our memories of our childhood are completely wiped away. So that's the nature of the material world, this very heavy forgetfulness. So as the spirit soul goes around and around the material world, therefore I see my spiritual master say that today's insect is tomorrow's Brahma, and today's Lord Brahma is tomorrow's insect. It's just a matter of going around and around. And so we should not be very proud of our present material situation. We can't think that, oh yeah, I'm in such a good situation and I've got it all worked out. Nah, I will be very happy in this life, because it's going to change. It's going to, and then we don't know what our next situation will be. It might be a very, very unpleasant situation. So we have to find out all these things by studying the revealed scriptures. The word here in Sanskrit is dhira, those who are self-realized. So at the moment, Bhakti Shastri, we just finished studying Sri Yajna Upanishad. So the Prabhupada gives a nice discussion on dhira. And he says, describes how dhira is one who is not disturbed by material waves, basically. So all these, they don't identify themselves with the material world. And only such a person can explain spiritual science to us. And because if someone is affected by the material world, then they're not on the spiritual platform, they're on the material platform. So they can't actually understand the Srimad Bhagavatam. The Srimad Bhagavatam is on the transcendental platform. So to understand it, we also need to be on the transcendental platform, above the three modes of material nature. So that is a dhira. And we have to take training from our spiritual masters, from Srila Prabhupada, who have themselves, as that Prabhupada describes in Isha Upanishad, the dhira has learnt all these things about how they are separate from material existence, and they just make the best use of a bad bargain in this material body. They have learnt all these things from the spiritual authorities. So when we read about, you know, self-realized person and dhira, everything in Prabhupada's books, then the point is that we are, by studying and learning ourselves, we are meant to develop these qualities ourselves. Not that we just, you know, our spiritual teachers, you know, forever on the high platform, we will never attain that, but that's the purpose. Our teachers want us to come up to a higher level of consciousness. By understanding three modes of nature, we can understand what people's destination life will be, what our destination will be. At least by cultivating devotional service, at the very least we can attain the heavenly planets. But that would not be auspicious for us, because, you know, we might go to the heavenly planets for 10,000 years and then come back to the earthly planet and the Sankirtan movement is finished, and Sarasvati Master was saying, then we come back and everyone's running around eating each other, all little people running around, because in Kali Yuga the stature of people decreases. People used to be very tall. The Pandavas were 7 or 9 foot tall. So we have to take devotional service very seriously and always aim to be situated on the transcendental platform. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that Tesham Evanukampa Tam Aham Agyana Jam Tumaha Nasha Manya Bhavaso Gyan Divena Vasvata. So by studying this knowledge, that is the prerequisite for attaining knowledge, is just to apply ourselves to that study. And then Krishna says, being very kind to us, he's situated within our own hearts, and then he destroys whatever ignorance we have, well, which is a lot, and he destroys that with the shining light of knowledge. So first we need to make that endeavour to understand this spiritual knowledge, and then in reciprocation, because he's pleased with us, then Krishna removes our ignorance. Examples given of a cloud over the sun. So we have a cloud of ignorance covering our real consciousness, our spiritual consciousness, whereby we understand who we are in relationship to Krishna and what our service is to Krishna. So that cloud can be removed by the sun. The sun can burn up the cloud of ignorance. But we ourselves don't have the power to remove that cloud of ignorance. So I'll stop there and see if there's any comments or questions about what we discussed. Yes?
And you said Bhaktivinoda Thakur said Jadat Vidya Maya Deva. Advancement is material world, then we are just following Maya's initiation. My today is the disability of Shivas Thakur. Can you tell us something about
Shivas Thakur? I didn't prepare anything for Shivas Thakur. I didn't actually look at the calendar before I prepared. Actually, this class, this verse, my spiritual master, I happened to hear a class that he gave on this verse, so I was just listening to that a bit. Shivas Thakur. The Panchatapa. It's described, they're all in different ways, expansions of Lord Chaitanya. Shivas is the, I'm not sure, the devotee of
Narada.
Oh, okay. Incarnation of Narada Muni. Yeah, so Narada Muni being the ideal devotee of the Lord. I'd like to know more about Shivas Thakur. But come to study Chaitanya Charitamrita and can learn more about the glories, I hope. Anything else?
On the same point, you might be knowing, Mahaprabhu said that wherever Sakshi Mata is there cooking food, he is there. Where Nityananda Prabhu is dancing, he is there. Where Shiva's Thakur is having kirtan.
Yeah.
And Raghav Pandit, his four
Raghav Pandit.
So advanced. Yeah. So advanced that Mahaprabhu is there all the time. Whatever leader, whatever constant he has seen.
think that was...
Shiva Thakur is very beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was discussed in a recent class, Bhaktisattva.
Shiva Thakur, you have been to Mayapur?
Yes.
Shiva, did you see Shiva Thakur?
Yeah. Bhaktisattva was discussing the three forms of Lord Chaitanya, his Prakash, his when he's directly manifest before someone, Avesh, when he empowered someone, and Avibhav, I think it was, that when he's I think this is the example the case you're talking about. He was present.
You were telling about Mathur Brahmachari also.
Whenever Satyamata is cooking for Krishna, cooking for Mahaprabhu, then he is personally present there. I think that's Zachary Bhaktisattva. That's his Avibhav form when he's present with Satyamata. Yeah. That's nice. Yes.
So you mentioned everything is the energy of Krishna. Do you think that we separate the material knowledge and spiritual knowledge? Because knowledge should be universal, because there's nothing, basically all that exists is Krishna.
Mm.
We have these ideas that there is an inferior and superior knowledge, and why we separate
What do you mean?
If everything is Krishna's energy, then why do we distinguish material knowledge from spiritual knowledge? Yeah, just like the material world is Krishna's energy. Prabhupada explains it's the perverted reflection. So it's the illusory energy. So in the same way, material knowledge is actually ignorance. It's not helping anyone to realize their spiritual position. Maybe necessary for, to know something, how to live in this world. But it's material knowledge. Ultimately all knowledge is coming from Krishna. Krishna is the source of knowledge. And material knowledge is kind of in darkness. Like that. Yes. Yeah, is that alright? I don't know. Yes. Material knowledge that's used in the service of Krishna,
yes,
becomes spiritualized.
We see how everything relates to Krishna. Like, I have this body, this is my hair, it's dead matter. And I have this, which is alive, you can feel it, it's, you can sense it, it's alive. And you know, I need to know about the, at least something about the hair. If you don't want to do it, something significant, but at least you need to have some knowledge.
Mm.
Because it exists.
Yeah, if we're using it in service of Krishna and it's, I guess, spiritualized. Sabde Kantra Shimad Bhagavatam Ki
Jai
Shila Prabhupada Ki
Jai
Vitae Gaur Feminandi
Everything will change very quickly.
Yeah,
everything will change.